All right, so ladies and gentlemen, Arthur L. Andrews, let us know that we need to decide some of the steps that we need to take in order to truly, truly be empowered to live our best lives. Decide. Take action. Notice what is and what is not working. So take us from there, Arthur.
And number four, change. That's challenging, man. Only people like change is babies with wet diapers. we don't like change. You want to develop some enemies? Change something in the system. But in order for us to go forward and to be the best we possibly could be, we got to change. You'll have to change your approach to marketing. There's another way. Investigate, research, find some people that are really having success and take them to lunch and pay for it. I'll tell you everything.
Excellent. Because you're getting the information.
And finally, number next, decide, take action, notice, change. Mm-hmm. Then we have to expand
our knowledge base.
And with all that getting, get understanding. There are so many, there's a plethora of opportunities that even come to the Augusta area. No, don't go and don't go there about this happened. Well, that happened 20 years ago, 25 years ago. It's a new day in Augusta. I've been there. I was just cheesing with Carl about a place to eat, and I was calling it the
Parakeet.
The Parakeet. He said, no, man, the Partridge.
But you were close, though.
Guy, shout him.
Hey, you—that's a great shout, though, man. I mean, because started out in Brooklyn, New York, you're in Texas now, and you're talking about this place in Augusta, GA, and you got the first letter, right?
I sure did. I'm saying that, you know, and I met some wonderful people there. Get out of your norm. Get into a new network of people. Become friendly. You want to make friends. You got to become friendly. And let people know that you're alive. And some things you will do pro bono. But I'm quite sure there are power breakfasts and things and places, networking opportunities, First Fridays, things of that sort, where you can go and be a part of something positive. And I don't care where you are in the country right now, young people need encouragement.
Yes.
And they
yes,
need indeed. Role models, examples of what not to do to be successful. It's really important. And the proliferation of drugs and drinking and gangs and things of that sort, be a part. Be the change that you want to see. Don't just sit around and talk about, we need this, we need that. Be a part of that. I hate the thing about going to bed hungry. I didn't go to bed hungry when I was a child. I can't even imagine what that would even be like. Wanting to eat and you can't. Be a part of something really positive. You know, write the letters to food suppliers, grocery stores. You'd be surprised how many grocery entities would love to help feed the hungry. And that's just an example. So we go back again, decide. Once you make a decision, you must take action. Once you take action, you've got to notice what's working and not working in your life. Be willing and see change. And then after you change, then E. If you look at that acronym, it spells dance.
Oh, wow. Awesome. Yeah.
Did you notice that?
I didn't until you mentioned that. I like that. That's a great way to remember it. And I like the fact that you ended it with expand. And I know sometimes, Arthur, people can think about the effort, the energy that goes into expanding, whether it has to do with some of the things you mentioned before, reading. You know, you're listening to people who are or teaching you, they're really schooling on the matter. But really and truly, that expanding process, that learning process in and of itself can be fulfilling when we approach it with the right attitude.
You know, knowledge, you know, people say knowledge is power, but knowledge acted upon is power. Mm-hmm. You know, once you give an education, I can't take that away from you. You have that. And once you open up your mouth, you tell the world who you are. So it's important that we master the King's English.
Yes.
Wanting to say something and not being able to communicate it effectively is so limiting.
And so it's important that we remove, eliminate, at least minimize as many of those limitations as possible. I tell you what, I've really enjoyed the empowerment that you shared with us today. Could you share with the listening community more about how they can stay in touch with your empowerment flow?
Sure. www.arthurlandrews.com.
Excellent. Well, Arthur, I appreciate you so much for all that you shared with us today. I've been encouraged, I've been empowered, and I trust very, very much that the rest of the listening community has been too. Could you leave us with one final note of empowerment?
Oh, wow. Listen. So follow your dream. Take one step at a time. Don't settle for less. Continue to climb. Follow your dream. If you stumble, don't stop and lose sight of your goal. For only on the top can you see the whole view. Can you see what you've done? Can you see what you can do? Can you then have a vision to see something new? Hold on, my brother, my sister, and follow your dream. The mark of greatness is truly upon you, and you must not be limited by the short-sighted belief of others. You can because you think you can. You can because God says you can. And when you come to the end of all the light that you know, and you must step out into the darkness of the unknown, faith is knowing one of two things will happen. Either have something positive to stand on, or you'll be taught how to fly.
Our guest, Arthur L. Andrews, take to heart. Take action. Till next time.